Next patient was Harvey Webster. Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, Webster, W-E-B-S-T-E-R, Webster, Harvey. Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, Webster. Date of birth, 4/19/1948. Date of visit, 11/29/24. Please make copy for copy for Brian Bogdanovics, M.D. Bogdanowicz, Brian Bogdanovics. The date of consult is 11/29. Next paragraph. Dear Brian, thank you for sending Harvey Webster for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 76-year-old male with a history of shortness of breath with activity. For the past 6 months, has had a prior history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma status post-chemotherapy and radiation therapy. The patient states that he has some tightness in his chest and doing any little yard activity leads to increasing dyspnea. And he has also had some hand tremors. The patient has no chest pains, cough, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. He had a cardiac evaluation completed. He has not lost any weight, and he denies prior history of chronic lung disease and has been and was a smoker remotely. Next paragraph, past history includes history for hernia repairs, prior history of diabetes and hyperlipidemia, and a history for lymphoma treated with chemotherapy and radiation therapy. He has had gastroesophageal reflux and history of hernia repair and bilateral meniscus repair, and has lumbar fusion surgery and spinal stimulator placed. Paragraph, allergies to niacin. Next, habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 10 years and then quit. Alcohol use, none. Next, family history is significant for COPD in his mother. Next, med list. Pravastatin 20 milligrams daily, omeprazole 20 milligrams BID, gabapentin 400 milligrams QID, and tramadol 50 milligrams PRN. Next, system review. The patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss, no double vision, but had cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. Yes, shortness of breath, no chest pains. There's no depression or anxiety. Denies urinary frequency or flank pains. There's no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. There's no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. No palpitations. There's no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising. His joint pains and muscle stiffness. His headaches and numbness of the extremities. And he has skin rash with itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely about elderly white males alert, no acute distress, no pallocyanosis, ictus perfidema. Blood pressure 140 over 82, pulse 78, respiration 16, temps 97.2. Weight is 155, saturation 99. HGND at norms, phallic pupils reactive, sclerotic clear, throat was injected, he has no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no venous distension, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds with the periphery. Heart, the absence of regular as to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, or lesions, reflexive 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next, impression number 1 is chronic dyspnea, etiology undetermined. Number 2, history of lymphoma. It is post radiation therapy and chemotherapy. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4 is history of COVID-19 infection. Next paragraph, plan the patient will get a CT chest without contrast. He was placed on Ventolin 2 puffs QIDPRN. Also get a pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Advice coming for a follow-up here in 4 weeks, which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Brian Bogdanovich, B-O-G. D-A-N-O-W-S-K-I. Thank you, Dr. Susan.